Full support for TB.
Deputy Minister of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Muhammad Syafie, emphasized that tolerance and religious modernization are key to maintaining harmony amidst Indonesia's diversity. He conveyed this during the Minister of Religious Affairs Cahaya Ramadan program on Sunday. He stated that the true tolerance does not mean diminishing adherence to religious teachings, but rather strengthens the values of religions that promote peaceful coexistence.
Justru toleransi yang sesungguhnya itu bisa kita rajut ketika masing-masing penganut agama semakin...
True tolerance is achieved when each adherent of a religion becomes more devoted to their faith. I believe that if Hindus become more devoted to Hinduism, Buddhists become more devoted to Buddhism, Catholics become more devoted to their Catholic teachings, Christians in the same way, Confucians become more devoted to their beliefs, and Muslims become more devoted to Islam, I am confident that the teachings of these religions will urge their followers to live harmoniously with others, despite differences in faith.
Muhammad Syafie emphasized that strengthening religious values, promoting unity and peace, will help Indonesia achieve its vision as an advanced nation. He is also optimistic that tolerance and diversity will be key in realizing Indonesia's golden era in 2045. You're listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia Minister of Creative Economy Tuku Rifki Harsha stated that building a sustainable creative economy ecosystem requires hexahelix collaboration involving the government, business, academics, financial institutions, media, and communities. He expressed this during the signing of the MOU with the Minister of Trade and the National Cyber and Crypto Agency in Jakarta on Sunday. Rifki hopes the collaboration will ensure the success implementation of the Strategic Action Program for the creative economy and create 100,000 business spaces, absorbing up to 600,000 qualified workers.
Through this collaboration, we hope to create 100,000 business spaces for creative economy activists this year. If each creative economy activist hires 5 employees, this will absorb 600,000 workers.
Through this collaboration, we hope to create 100,000 business spaces for creative economy activists this year. If each creative economy activist hires 5 employees, this will absorb 600,000 workers. Rifki explained that collaboration between ministries strengthens the creative economy, with MOU supporting creative economy market and creative economy data programs. Indonesian Coordinating Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono urges collaborative efforts to tackle flooding in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi. Ramasid Kipratama has the full reports.
Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, has called on all parties involved in addressing flooding in the Jabodetabek area to collaborate in formulating effective solutions. He made this call during a recorded message at a webinar hosted by the Meteorological, Climatological and Geophysical Agency on Monday. Yudhoyono emphasized the importance of fostering synergy and collaboration among the government, academia, researchers, local communities, and business stakeholders to build a more resilient and adaptive Indonesia.
Jadi Bapak Ibu, para hadirin sekalian, mari sekali lagi kita...
Ladies and gentlemen, let us build effective collaboration. We must work together to find the best solutions as directed by President Prabowo Subianto so that we can all contribute to preventing natural disasters and ensure quick rehabilitation and reconstruction if the disaster cannot be prevented in advance. Yudhoyono explained that the flooding in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi, including the one earlier this March, is caused by long-standing issues. He emphasized that both solutions are needed, focusing on prevention and early intervention as the region is frequently affected by floods due to land use changes, groundwater reduction, and its low-lying geography.
Chairperson of Commission 10 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Hetifah Saifuddin, expressed optimism that the Indonesian national team will perform more solidly against Bahrain on March 25, 2025. Hetifah emphasized that the Indonesia's chance to qualify for the 2026 World Cup remains open. The team needs to win against Bahrain and China and secure the points from Japan. the House remains confident that the national team can still make it to the World Cup. Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Commitment and Real Actions to End Tuberculosis in Indonesia with Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on commitment and real action to end tuberculosis in Indonesia. Today, March the 24th, is commemorated as World Tuberculosis Day or TB Day. This commemoration aims to strengthen the urgency to end tuberculosis, the world's deadliest infectious disease. This year's theme, Yes, We Can End TB, Commit, Invest, Deliver, is a bold call for hope, urgency, and accountability. To commemorate World TB Day this year, the Indonesian Ministry of Health has set the theme Indonesian Movement to End TB with Commitment and Real Action. Indeed, ending TB in Indonesia is the goal of the government. Quoting tbindonesia.org.id, based on the Global TB Report 2024, Indonesia ranks second in the world in terms of TB cases after India. It is estimated that there are 1,090,000 cases and 125,000 deaths each year. This data certainly must receive the attention of all Indonesian people because TB transmission is very easy. It can occur when a patient coughs, sneezes, or talks and is then inhaled by others through the respiratory tract. Indeed, the Indonesian government has implemented various programs to overcome TB, including providing free treatment for 6 months. Currently, TB is also one of the diseases examined in the Free Health Check program. Other programs carried out include collaboration with various parties to end TB in Indonesia. One of them is the use of artificial intelligence AI in the health system so that it can provide a significant positive impact. Quoting kemendes.go.id, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that this AI-based technology will open up great opportunities to analyze medical data more quickly and accurately, providing a positive impact on both patients and medical personnel. The programs carried out by the central and regional governments and also communities to end TB in Indonesia still face quite significant challenges. One of them is actually from the patient themselves, especially related to low awareness to undergo TB treatment until complete. In fact, this plays a major role in efforts to eliminate TB. For this reason, family support is needed so that patients are not only aware but also tenacious and committed to recovering. Learning from the COVID-19 pandemic, healthy living behavior and health protocols are actually a valuable lesson that can be applied in eradicating TB. Good habits that have been carried out during the COVID-19 pandemic should continue to be carried out. TB patients must always wear masks to prevent transmission, especially in places that have the potential to spread it. Non-patients are also advised to wear masks in public places as part of vigilance. Hopefully, the commitment and real action taken by the government will soon end TB in Indonesia. That was commentary today.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. B.J. Habibi. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibi, or known better as B.J. Habibi, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on 25th of June 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad.
Indonesia.
Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep cliffs.
Ku pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu. Apakah ini jadi, oh oh oh. Tak kenapa jika kau ingin pergi, tinggalkan aku. Oh oh no, tak kenapa jika
berkata.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That is better in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way, but then I would go to be in our space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling great. Is there to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the story we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you feel it right. Is it to be or it is not to be? Again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. But then I would grow to be in other space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. Like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. With a rainbow's moon.
Listener, after this, we will listen to Indonesian Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, welcome back to our program, Indonesian Wonder. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder comes to greet you with the title Topeng Ireng from Central Java. Listener, topeng ireng, or known as dayakan, is the traditional art that has been thrived in the Magelang Regency area, Central Java, for a long time. Topeng ireng or dayakan is a form of new creation folk dance. The name topeng ireng comes from the word totolempeng irama kencan. Toto means to organize, lempeng means straight, irama means tone, and kencan means loud. Therefore, in Topeng Irang performances, the dancers line up straight and are accompanied by loud and energetic rhythmic music. Topeng Irung Dance is a form of traditional art performance that combines Islamic religious propagations and pencaksilat. Not surprisingly, this dance is always accompanied by upbeat music and songs with Islamic verses. In addition to the propagations of Islam, this dance performance also describes the life of rural communities living on the slopes of Meraki Merbabu. Topeng Irang art is believed to have been developed in the community on the slopes of Meraki Merbabu since the Dutch colonial era. After that, the art of Topeng Irang performance grows. When Muslims build a mosque before the dome is installed, it will be paraded around the village. The processions will be followed by the entire community around the mosque with dances accompanied by tambourines and verses of praise. In its journey, the art developed into the art of Topeng Irang. Topeng Irang dance has simple movement. There are no complicated gestures because the main point of this dance is cohesiveness. The more dancers participating, the more beautiful the collaboration that is created. The dance also comes from a modified pencaksilat movement. This dance movement is not monotonous. From time to time, new innovations are always made in every Topeng Irang performances. Indonesian Wonder.
If your voice, if your touch, if your kiss, if your eyes, if your smile, they were mine. You know I want for you to be by my side. Girl, nothing gonna change, kabo nyako. Matamu, tatapmu, ku rindu. Seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. Hope you love me, cause 靠近大哭. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk cium ku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Dan darah thank you. pandang mo, tatap mo, ku rindu. Seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. I hope you love me, 'cause 'kau cintaku. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
We're listener. Right now we are going to listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia only on Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a staff member at the Sea Turtle Conservatory. The staff told Chris about the impact if the sea turtles are left unprotected. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. I will say it twice and you can repeat after me. Kalau, kalau, which means if. Penyu, penyu, which means sea turtle. Dikonservasi, dikonservasi, which means being conserved. Kehidupan, kehidupan, which means life. Terumbu karang, terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terganggu, terganggu, which means disturbed. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reefs would be disturbed. Pulau Serangan. Pulau Serangan, which means Serangan Island. Tiga jenis. Tiga jenis, which means three kinds. Penyu hijau. Penyu hijau, which means green sea turtle. penyu sisik. Penyu sisik, which means hawksbill sea turtle. Penyu lekang. Penyu lekang, which means olive ridley sea turtle. In this conversation, you hear the expression, kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reef will be disturbed. In the expression, there is the conditional conjunction, kalau. Kalau, which means if. It connects the clause penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi. Penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi, which means the sea turtles are not conserved. And the clause kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu, which means the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. The first clause mentioning sea turtles is the condition or cause, while the second clause, mentioning coral reef, is the result of consequences. The two clauses are connected with the word kalau, kalau, which means if. Another example. Let's listen another use of conditional conjunction kalau, kalau, which means if. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain, which means if they lack of food, the turtle will prey each other. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Which means if you come late, you will be late for the flight. For your information, in Indonesian, there are several animals similar to penyu. Penyu, which means sea turtle. They are kura-kura. Kura-kura, which means tortoise. Bulus. Bulus, which means Asiatic soft-shell turtle. And labi-labi. Labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle. Kura-kura. Kura-kura, which means tortoise, has legs and lives in land and water. While bulus, bulus, and labi-labi, labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle, have flippers for legs and a soft shell and live in fresh water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. It's about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Cari seorang raja yang ku pinta. Langkah demi langkah terus berjalan hitari.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Nuansa Bening by Afifa. The song, which had been sung by Ahmad Dhani, was previously sung by Phoebe Aldianos, released on December 24, 2008. In fact, Nuansa Bening is not Phoebe Aldianos' original song. He covered an old song created and popularized by Kinan Nasution and his gang. The song describes the feeling of love that grows gradually toward someone who seems ordinary at first. The first time you meet, there are no special feelings. However, as time goes by and you get to know them better, you start to find special things about them. Well, listener, here is Afifa with the keroncong song Nuansa Bening. Enjoy!
listener, thank you so much for accompanying me in this one-hour broadcast, but don't go anywhere, because after this, Voice of Indonesia will accompany you in the next hours in Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Again, +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for listener for accompanying me. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jakarta Kara Korewa, Voice of Indonesia Desk. Nihongo de hosou sareteiru Voice of Indonesia wa Indonesia ni kansuru nyusu, jōhou, entertainmentu dake de naku, samazama na jōhou o teikyō shimasu. Shūhasu 332kHz oyobi 4755kHz de, matawa website www.foinews.id oyobi LL Digital Application KU de mainichi hōsou o chikyō shitari, akusesu shitari dekimasu. Selamat malam, konbanwa. Kyou 2025 nen 3 月 24日, watashi Isan ga 1 jikan no Nihongo hosou o okuri itashimasu. Kyou wa niusu, Indonesia no ongaku, sore tomo iroiro na Indonesia no jōhou o otoroke shimasu. Tsugi wa niusu o tsutai shimasu. Hikisuzuki shūhasu 332kHz ya 4755kHz kara Voice of Indonesia no hōsou o okiki kudasai. Rizno minasan news desu. Sore dewa saishu no news desu. Souzou keizai katsudou ka ni saidai no rieki o motarasu Hexaheliks collaboration nitsuite o tsutai shimasu. Tōku Rifuki Harushia, Souzou Keizai Daijin wa, Jizoku kanou na Souzou Keizai no ekosistemu o kōchiku, kyōka suru ni wa, seifu, kigyō, gakukai, kinyū kikin, media, community no 6つ no yōsou ga renkei suru Hexaheliks collaboration ga hitsuyō dearu to nobemashita. Kono hasugen wa, shōgyō shō oyobi kokka saiba angou chō to no obuegaki 証明式において Jakarta の Borobudur Hotel で 日曜日に 行われました. Rifuki 大臣はこの 協力によって Asta Aircraft プログラムが 最適化され 今年中に 10万 の 事業スペースが 創出され 最大60万人の クリエイティブワーカーが 公表されることをお期待しています。様々な関係者との協力を通じて、今年は創造経済活動家向けに10万の事業スペースを創出したいと考えています。一つの事業スペースが5人を雇用できれば、最大60万人の雇用が生まれることになります。また、リフチー大臣は省庁間の協力により、創造経済のバリューチェーン全体、創造から縫合までを強化できると説明しました。観光創造経済省と商業省の覚書は、ローカルの創造的製品の市場アクセス向上を目的としており、国家サイバー暗号庁と協力は、データエクラフプログラムを支援するための情報と電子取引費の縫合に焦点を当てています。それでは次のニュースです。2025年にリンジャニー山、東山の観光が再開することについてお伝えします。リンジャニー山国立公園または天ゲーロは、2025年4月3日よりリンジャニー山の東山のルートを再開することを発表しました。これは気象庁が発表した安全な気象条件、エコシステムの回復を考慮すると決定です。開放される登山ルートは、セナル、トレアン、アイクベリク、センバルン、ティンバヌ、ペテバトゥの6つで、通常の収容人数の 100% が強化され、最大4日3泊の登山が可能となります。入場チケットは2025年3月25日から e リンジャニーアプリで予約可能であり、観光客は Go リンジャニーゼロウェイス2025年プログラムを支持し、環境保全に努めるよう呼びかけています。それでは最後のニュースです。インドネシア国立研究革新庁はボゴル植物園でベゴニア温室を解説したことについてお伝えします。インドネシア国立研究革新庁は、ボゴール植物園にベゴニア温室を開設し、教育、保全、生物多様性研究の焦点として活用することを発表しました。ミトラ・ナトゥラ・ライア株式会社との協力により、包括的かつ専門的な保全エコシステムの構築を目指し、他の植物コレクション管理にとってのインスピレーションとなることを期待しています。この温室はベゴニアの美しさを展示するだけでなく、その生態学的機能を科学的アプローチで一般に教育することを目的としています。政府と民間セクターの効果的なパートナーシップのモデルとなるインドネシアの生物多様性保全の推進に貢献することが期待されています。では皆さん、これでニュースを終わります。Eさんが伝えました。